Good morning, everyone. I'm Pastor Miguel Montano.
Pastor Lily Montano.
This is my wife, Pastor Lily, and on behalf of our family, we just want to say thank you. I'm glad that you joined us this morning. You know, this is the very first service we have ever done online. We have never done this before, and we're super excited, but more than anything, we're grateful for the opportunity that you allow us to come into your household and be part of your life for the next few moments. We are thankful. You know, we have said many times that the church is not about the facility, it's not about the building, but it's about the people, God's people. We are the one that makes the church. You are the church, I am the church, we are the church. So we are grateful for the opportunity that you have allowed us this morning to come together. But before we start, I have a few quick announcements. We have a few quick announcements for you. Number one, we want to ask you to tell someone now, just right now, go text your comadre, your compadre, your neighbors, your friends, somebody from the church, somebody that doesn't come to church, anybody. Just text somebody, send them the link, say, hey, we're having church. Tell them we're having church. And like the old, good old prophet Antoine Jackson said, tell your wife, tell your kids, tell everybody, because we have a church up in here today.
And if you're in need of prayer, let us know. Let us know under your under the comments.
Very good. And number three, post a picture. We want to see you. So post a picture in the comments. We want to see where you at, how you be looking this morning. Is your hair all dead? Is your hair all messed up, Sonia?
Please make sure
we
you
know. Yes, basically, Sonia. We just want to know. that was wrong. There's many Sonias out there, so it's not Omar's wife. Okay, just kidding. Post a picture. We want to see how you look like. I told you to get dressed up for today. I dressed up myself. Look, I even wearing my tennis shoes. Look, I even wearing my tennis shoes. They're brand new, man. These things never seen.
That's why he's allowed to use them
in the house. But we want to see a picture of you.
Also, use a hashtag in the comments. Let us know that you are here and that you're listening. WOL. Online,
W-O-L
online.
Okay. Beautiful. And real quick, as we get started, we're going to pray in a moment to get started. However, we have some live updates. I don't know if you're able to see that. You know, I'll show you in a moment. We have some live updates. We don't know how long we're going to be doing this. So we are planning for next week and the weeks after that. So next week, we are going to have communion. You're going to have the elements. We are asking you to prepare in your household. Get the elements ready in your household. Some grape juice, some bread, crackers, something that you can share as elements for communion.
So with your family.
With your family, yes. So next week, we are going to have communion. Also, we're asking you to send us a video of your children for Easter. So for Easter, we're gonna do a little video compilation. So ask your children, what does Easter means to you? Whatever they tell you, you know, whatever they said, it's fun. If you wanna dress them up, that will be nice. I know for a fact, some people are gonna dress their kids up. Like some names come to mind in my spirit, like Denise or something. So dress up your kids or, you know, you don't have to dress them up, but we love to see them. Just ask them, hey, what does Easter mean to you? And they're going to come. We're going to put it together as a video for Easter. And number three, the third live update is that we have a brand. My phone is there. Okay. We have a brand new app for our church. It's real cool. It took us a little bit to put together. This is something that we have been working on for months now, but because of, you know, this deal with the Corona, Chinese, whatever you call it, virus, we had to accelerate the process. Mm-hmm. So we just released it a couple of days ago. It's real cool. A lot of people have downloaded, but if you haven't done so, I want to encourage you to download the app. It allows you to do many things. You have devotions in there. You have the Bible. You have live updates. You can give there. Yes. Eventually, you will be able to sign in your children to Kids Church from there. Mm-hmm. Sign up for events, text, mass, you name it. We're going to be able to do it through the app. So I just want to encourage you to download it. It's real cool. You know, some of you might be able to see yourself there, but it connects to our Facebook, our Instagram. And it's just another tool, another way to communicate. You know, we understand that times like this, you know, we still have to be able to create some sort of community. And I will go that little bit over that on the notes. But I just want to go over these three life updates with you. Let's pray and then we get started. Thing. Yes, ma'am.
Also, don't forget, the app also will let you use, there's a little link in the bottom that you can do the tithing.
Yes, you can give the tithe and the offering. That's very good. So you can, in the app as well. So you can give, you can sign up, you can check in eventually, not yet, but you'll be able to check in your children. The devotions, it's real cool. Yes. Is that the devotions that are connected to the devotions from Pastor Cesar and the devotions from Hawaii. So all that is linked together. It's real cool. Go check it out. It's you can see it on our website, WOLSB.com. Let me do a little commercial here. WOLSB.com. Okay, right here. Something like that. So you can download the app there. And then just another way to stay in touch. That's all. But we pray and then we get started. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we pray, Father God, this morning. We come before you with humble hearts, Lord, understanding that there's no time nor distance in the spirit. Lord, we pray over every person that is watching us this morning. We declare a blessing over their lives. We declare hearts that are open, Father God, and our hearts are open, Lord. We pray that this morning you will do the supernatural in our lives by the power of your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
This morning, I want to encourage you. We want to encourage you. And the Bible says in Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. But before anything, before I continue, I know that all of us are going through this same thing. It's a little bit, it could be in a anxious, we could get anxious, we could get a little bit overwhelmed. Some of us have been with our kids at home and they don't know what to do. I'm bored, I'm hungry. There's a lot of things going on and you're like, oh my God, help me. But the best thing that you could do is really keep your eyes on him. And again, Isaiah 26, 4 and 3 and 4 says, I'm gonna read out of the New Living Translation. Says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord always. For the Lord God is the eternal rock. I open the Amplified version because it says something that really, if you read it, you're like, wow, this is really the best that it's scripture. It says, so trust in the Lord, commit yourself to him, lean on him, hope confidently in him forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages, everlasting rock. The rock doesn't make us stronger, yeah? So just remember, if we keep our eyes on him, if our mind and our hearts are connected in the word of God, we're able to really rely on him, rest in him. He said in his word, don't be anxious for nothing, but in everything, let your request be known unto him. So we have to keep our mind and our thoughts in line with the word of God. This is the only thing that is going to keep us strong, like the rock.
Good.
It will keep us strong and steady. So we have to use this time not to be anxious, not to get overwhelmed, but rely on him, commit to his word, commit to really be in his presence. This is what he intended for the beginning, for us to continue to be in communion. We can get busy, caught up in busyness because we have to take care of our house, take care of our children. And at the same time, if we do everything in the natural, we will get overwhelmed. The best way is to really rest in his word and trust in him. So we have plenty of time now. So let's just rely on him. Don't be anxious. Keep your mind in his word and trust him. He's a good God. He's faithful to his word. He said that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So the best thing to do is keep our eyes in him, our minds and our thoughts in his word. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Forgot to mention that she smells good too, like Sunday mornings. Right now, we want to show you a video testimony of a family in our church that that when things appeared to be impossible, God came through for them and he made the impossible possible. So we just want to encourage you with this testimony. Perhaps you're facing something, and you know, we all facing something together. This is kind of interesting, and I'm going to share a little bit in a moment how kind of interesting how the entire world is facing the same challenge, but then we still got the individual challenges that we face as individuals. So this family, they were facing something that appeared to be impossible, but God stepped in and he turned the impossible into possible. Watch this. God bless you.
My name is Irene Hernandez, and this is my story. I was born in the Santa Barbara area. I lived in Carpinteria all of my life. I have five older brothers and one older sister. I'm the baby of the family. My mother and my father divorced at the age of two, and my father was an alcoholic and very abusive to my mother. I didn't grow up with my father in the home. My grandmother introduced my mother to a handyman. He started to molest me at the age of five and continued until for 15 years. So my whole life, I felt like I was hiding a secret and never exposed it to anybody. There was a voice taken from me at that age, and I didn't know how to deal with it. So I lived in a secret, and my life was very, very dark. At the age of 16, I experimented with alcohol and pot. Then at the age of 18, I experimented with alcohol and cocaine. That became a part of my life for a while. At the age of 21, I got pregnant. I got pregnant with my first daughter, Amber, and I thought that I could make it work. I was looking for love, and I wanted something that I never had, a mother and a father. So I tried to stay with that man. It didn't work. I still was missing something. I went on to another man and had two more children, still looking for that love and couldn't find it. Then continued on to my third and had two more children, and that didn't work. My friend invited me to a church at when I was 36 years old, and I found God. Then my husband divorced me, and I became very angry at God, and I walked away. At the age of 37, I got involved with other people, and I picked up my first possession charge in 1997, possession of methamphetamine. At that point, I was just a revolving door. To be exact, I did 17 times in Ventura County Jail, 33 times in Santa Barbara County Jail, and three prison terms at Chowchilla Women's Penitentiary. The last time July 2015, I walked into the Santa Barbara County Jail with a warrant. And I woke up the next morning and I saw my daughter Amber in the bed next to me. Then a light bulb went on and I thought, what have I been doing my whole life? What have I been setting an example for? I can't live like this anymore. And that night I cried in bed and I said, I gotta change. I don't want this to go on to my grandchildren and anyone else. It needs to stop now. September 25th, 2015, I entered the doors of the Bethel House. And then I was introduced to Word of Life Church. I went to an encounter at Word of Life. And in that encounter, I experienced God's love, his grace, and the forgiveness that he had for me. He spoke to me and he gave me a scripture, Psalm 139. He told me I was wonderfully made, and I started to believe that. And I continued at Word of Life, and amazing things happened. God healed me. I was so broken before, and I had found something that I never found before. And as a result of that, my daughter Amber came to church and has been there with me since, then following Ashley, and we've been living together. We have a beautiful home now, a three-bedroom home that I never thought we would have. I have a nice Lexus that I would never have. I am a student at Santa Barbara City College, finishing my last semester there for drug and alcohol counseling with a 3.7 GPA and three scholarships. It's amazing. I never thought that this could happen. What my life seemed to be so hopeless before is no longer hopeless. I surrendered and God stepped in, and it's been amazing. He's faithful and He's shown me that. And what He's doing in my life, my daughter's lives, and the women at Bethel House, it's been such a reward. I never imagined it to be like this. I thank Him, and I thank Word of Life Church, Pastor Miguel, Pastor Lily, and my Word of Life family.
Hey, wasn't that like an amazing testimony, a great story? And I know that if God did it for them, He can do it for you. He can do it for us. You know, today I just want to share with you for a few moments. But before I start, I'm going to show you four props that I have here: some Lysol wipes, some Purell. Can I get that? Some water and some toilet paper. These four props that I have here, to tell a story real quick. After this season, and this season will come to an end, you will never see these things the same way. This season, what are you laughing? This season, my Vanna White back there laughing. This season, she's coming back in a moment. But this season will help us see things different. And I like this, because sometimes in life we have to go through some stuff in order for us to appreciate what we have and the things that we take for granted. So I pray. I heard a post the other day, I think it was from Pastor Donna Lee from Hawaii, and I forgot what it says, something like, I forgot exactly how it went, but it said something like, now that you have no movie theaters, no football, no soccer, no this, no that, and the other, do you have time for God? And that preach, because sometimes in these seasons like this, is we begin to realize what is truly important in our lives. So today I just want to tell you, just real quick, that this is not the first time that the entire world has faced a challenge. You see this from Bible times, and we have seen this during our lifetime. I pray that in our lifetime, this is the only time we see this. But there have been other times that the entire world has gone through a challenge collectively together. You see it in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, with Noah. But then later, you see that in the book of Genesis towards the end in Egypt. But I like how the Bible takes a different tone when it comes to a worldwide crisis. And then we go back to the Word. The Word is what kept them alive. In other words, when they obey what the Word of God said, when God gave them specific instructions during the Passover, they were able to overcome something that was worldwide, in a sense, a challenge that was, you know, affecting per se everybody. They were able to overcome because they obeyed what the Word of God said. So that's encourages today, because God is always faithful to His people. God is always faithful to His people. Can you turn to the person next to you and say, God is always faithful to His people? Can you put that in the comments right now? Just say, God is faithful to His people, therefore God is faithful to me. So I have today, because we have no time limit, we're gonna be talking for about 5 hours. No, just kidding. I have some points that I believe that are gonna encourage you, strengthen you, and I believe that God placed in my heart. And the first one is, fear is not from God. Fear is not from God. Regardless, fear is not from God. Hear me out. Regardless of what you have been told, regardless of what the media, the society and the media says, regardless of what the news people say, fear is not from God. You got to keep God in the forefront, because sometimes believers tend to accept fear because they say, well, it's a feeling or it's an emotion. I understand. It's understandable. No, it's not understandable. Fear is not from God. God is not the author of fear. The Bible says God did not give us the spirit of fear that make us afraid. He gave us a spirit, the spirit of power and love and self-control. Another translation says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That's in 2 Timothy. This is a great scripture to memorize, especially during this season. Get your children to memorize this scripture. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. So God is not the author of fear. So anything that relates to fear is not from God. Anything connected to fear, well, it's natural. No, it's not natural, because it did not come from God. God is not the author of fear. The second point that I have is that during this season, we have to let grace and peace lead you. 10 times in the Bible, 10 times in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul starts a letter by saying, grace and peace will be with you. In other words, he's setting the tone. He's setting the atmosphere for the letter. He says, before I start, I'm going to set you up with grace and peace. Don't be led by anything else. Be led by the word, like Pastor Lily was saying, by grace and peace. Grace and peace. What is grace? Grace is, of course, the unmerited favor of God. We all say that. We all know that. But grace goes a little bit deeper than that. Grace, the Bible speaks about the abundance of grace. In other words, grace is when God puts his hand upon your hand. He's anointing upon your life in order for you to fulfill the things that he has called you to do. Because God has called us to do things at times that are greater than us, that we are not able to do in our own strength. So what do? We rely on his what? On his grace. The Bible calls it the abundance of grace, because we have a tendency of trying to do things on our own. It's like Pastor Lily was saying, you know, you have your children at home, you know, your spouse is at home, you know, now the bills are piling up a little bit because maybe you're not getting as many hours in the job, and it looks like you begin to get overwhelmed in your own strength. But once you begin to rely on his grace, you begin to lean on his grace, you're going to be able to do this and much more in Jesus' name. So I have to learn to not depend on myself, on my own strength, because you know what? I might be a strong believer, but eventually I will crack. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't crack. Write it in the comments, don't crack. So you have to learn to lean on his grace, and also tap into his peace. I want to go into, when it comes to the peace of God, and you heard this story before, the book of Mark, and this is a crazy story because this story touches home, if you know what I'm saying. I'll show you in a moment. Book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35-41. Book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35-41. This is when Jesus and the disciples are in the middle of the storm. What a crazy story. It says, that day when the evening came, he said to the disciples, watch what he says, let us go over to the other side. Will you turn to the person next to you and say, let us go over to the other side? In other words, Jesus says, we are making it to the other side. Watch. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along as he was in the boat, and there were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. Can I get a cushion here? Give me a cushion. He was what? Sleeping in a cushion in the middle of the storm. He said, hey, let us go to the other side. And Jesus said, Chiste. He was sleeping in a cushion. He was not stressed. He was not tripping. Watch this. The disciples woke him up and said to him, teacher, don't you care that we're drowned? And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Another translation says, peace, be still. Then the wind died down and it was complete calm. And then he said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Listen to what he says. In the middle of the storm, where everybody else was going crazy, Jesus said, you know what? I'm gonna rest. I'm gonna take a nap. Think about this. Everybody around us nowadays, everybody's overly concerned, the media, the opinions of people, which sometimes are amazing, they're just incredible. The opinions of people, the news, everybody around them, but you can still be still. You can still be filled with peace. You know, I'll tell you a story. Because when you have peace in your heart, this is what the Bible speaks about. And it speaks about tranquility. That's what it means, for you to be able to rest. When you have the presence of God in your life, you're able to rest. Have you ever heard the story of people say, oh, I'm losing sleep, I cannot sleep well? There's no peace there because they're trusting on themselves or they're putting their trust in something else. But when you put your trust on God, you know you're going to be all right. You know, we had a movie night at the church. Some of you have heard the story. We had a movie night at the church. This is some years ago. And at the end, at the end of the movie, it was a Christian movie, of course. And at the end of the movie, we had an altar call. And what happened was that my son, I forgot how old he was, but this is like four or five years ago, he raised his hand to receive the Lord. So me and my wife were elated, man. He was crying. It was very moving. You know, he was like 8 or 9 years old, you know, something like that. And so he came forward. We prayed the sinner's prayer. He's crying. I said, Papito, why are you crying? And he says, I don't know. I just want Jesus in my heart. So, man, we were like celebrating, elated. So on the way home that night, me and my wife were in the car. He was in the back. And then we were like, had some music or whatever. It was all quiet. And then he says, oh, Papi, Mommy, can I tell you something? And we said, sure. And he says, remember last year when I came home with that pencil that I told you that Brittany gave me that pencil from the class? And we said, yes. He says, on his own, he says, she didn't give me that pencil. I took it from her. Oh, okay, Papito, well, thanks for letting us know. Okay, whatever. We drove a little bit more and said, Papo, I want to tell you something. Okay, remember 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when I told you that the teacher did this, whatever, and it turned out that it wasn't, and then he says, you know what, Papo, I lied. The teacher told me the truth. Oh, okay, so we understand. Okay, and then he says, Papo, later on, remember, and I say, okay, dude, stop. Okay, got you. He was telling us on his own. He was telling us all the stories of all this stuff. I say, okay, Jesus forgave you. You're a new creature in Christ. Today's a new beginning, and everything is good. Okay. Guess what happened right after that? I promise you, I'm not making this up. That boy says, Papa, he never says this. He says, can I take a nap now? And we say, sure. And he went to sleep like a baby because the peace of God brings you tranquility. He was at ease, man. Life can go crazy around you and things can happen left, right, everybody can be. But when you allow God, when you allow the Prince of Peace to be part of your life, his grace and his peace will lead you every single day. You'll be able to sleep at night. What do? You gotta rely on the word. You have to trust his word. You have to say, you know what, God, there's a plan that is greater than me. And number three, can you say number three? You are not alone. Can you say that? Say, I am not alone. Can you type it in the comments? Say, I am not alone. You know, everything that Jesus did, everything that he conquered on the cross was for me and you to have victory. And the Bible says that Jesus conquered abandonment in the cross. There's a story in the Bible, well, in the book of Matthew, chapter 27, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, verse 46, And he says, my God, why have you abandoned me? Why have you forsaken me? So Jesus conquered abandonment so me and you don't have to be abandoned. In other words, he is with you until the end. It's funny, interesting, that in the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 46, Jesus says, my Father, why you have abandoned me? And about 40 verses later, in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 20, he tells the disciples, I will be with you even until the end. So in the middle of this trial, in the middle of it, this adversity, you are not alone. We are not alone. Don't listen to the media. Don't listen to the critics. Don't listen to the naysayers. You know, shut up the mouth of those that have opinions. And you got to know in your heart of hearts that you're not alone. And you know why I know that? Because look where you at today. You are blessed. There's so many people that are, look where you at today. You are sitting down with an iPhone, with a computer, receiving the word of God. You're not by yourself. God has preordained your steps. So today, I want to give you three things to do this week just to encourage you, just so you can be an encouragement to someone else. Number one, just like when we started talking about the book of Genesis, about how the children of Israel plead the blood over their homes. The Bible says that they painted the doorposts of their homes with the blood of the Lamb. So I want to encourage you for this week for you to pray for your home. Every single day this week, take time to plead the blood of Jesus over yourself, over your children, over your household. But I want to encourage you in a different way. I just don't want you to, you know, just do it from a corner. No, I want you to literally go and lay hands on your windows, go lay hands on your doors, go lay hands on your walls, and plead the blood of Jesus over your household. If your kids are with you, take them with you. Come, we're going to pray for our household, and just lay hands and plead the blood of Jesus over your home, over your family. This week is, you know, like Pastor Donna said, you have a lot of time. We have more time than usual. So take this time to what? To get closer to God, like Pastor Lily was saying. Number two, I want you this week to engage in the word. I want to encourage you, time we have. So I want to encourage you to engage in the word. What do I mean by that? It's to enter into a routine when it comes to the word of God. You know, every day, I'm going to say almost every day, I set aside time, I'm going to say every day, but I set aside time to spend time in the word. But I want you to do it purposely. In other words, just don't do it to do it, but do it to get something out of it. In other words, like we speak about devotions all the time, take your devotional life to another level. You know, I was telling my son yesterday, we were doing devotions with him, teaching him how to do devotions, how I do them. And I was telling him, it's good, Poppy, that every day you read, see, every day I read something from the New Testament, and then every day I go read something from the Old Testament. And every day I look up one miracle from Jesus, regardless if I, so every day I go study one of his miracles. Every day, so I read from the Old Testament, the New Testament, and then I go back to the Old Testament, and then I go and read a miracle from Jesus. Every day I see. So it's good to engage in the word at another level during this time. Like I said at the church a while back, in order to have times of devotion, there are two things that you need. You need a Bible and you need a notebook. Those two things are indispensable. So take some time this week and say, you know what? I'm going to take my devotion to a new level during this season. I'm going to read from the old. I'm going to read from the new. I'm going to grab a miracle, or I'm going to read, you know, some people read one proverb a day, or one psalm, or one proverb. Take it to another level. And the third thing that I'm going to ask you to do this week, and this one is going to be the most fun one. Yeah, the other two are real fun too. I'm going to ask you to call someone every day. Hear me out. We live in an era that everybody is into texting, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with texting. But during this season, no text. Now, of course, you can still text people. You know what I'm saying. But take time every day to call someone, because we get disconnected from people. You know, we get desensitized and people need us. And, you know, like we said in the church, we believe in doing life together. So now is the time for you to call someone. You call and you ask him, how was your day? You know, and when you, you know, do these three things when you call. Ask him how was their day, but listen intently. In other words, on purpose, listen. Try to hear what their heart is saying and then encourage them. You know, we are in this thing together. Like Pastor Lily said, we are doing this thing together. So encourage them. Maybe when you spend time in devotions, God will give you a word. And when you call them, you listen, that word will fit right in for them. It's not only for you, but it will be for them as well. So I want to encourage you this week to do three things. Pray for your household. Lay hands on your doors, lay hands on your tables, lay hands on your windows, lay hands on your walls, and also engage in the word. Not only do devotions, but take the word to another level. And number three, call somebody every day. And I'm going to be calling some of you, and I'm going to call you Collect. I'm going to call you Collect. So I want to encourage you with those three things. And also in closing, now Pastor Lee is going to come here in a moment and we're going to pray. But in closing, I'm going to ask you not to forget about your financial commitment, the commitments that we have financially as a church. Don't forget the part of generosity. You can go to our website. You can mail in your tithe and offerings, or you can do it via the app, one of the three. But I just want to say thank you again for not forgetting that part as we continue to pressing together in Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to ask my wife to come, and then we're going to go from there. One last thing. If you know anyone that needs assistance, elderly people, anyone that is, you know, in age that is a bit concerned about going out and purchasing groceries and that sort of thing, please let us know. We can help. We want to help. So if you know someone that, you know, is afraid or is concerned or maybe is not feeling too well themselves, and they are concerned that they're going to perhaps contaminate someone, not necessarily with corona, but just in general, we can help. So I want to encourage you to let us know. Okay, so right now we're just going to pray as we're getting ready to close today.
Father God, we pray for today, Lord God. We pray for every individual that is listening, Lord God. We pray for us as well. We pray for our family, Lord God. We pray for our church member, Lord God. And we declare and we plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. We pray that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper, Lord God. That we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. That we abide in the shadow of the Almighty, Lord God. And we will say of the Lord that He is our refuge, our very present help in trouble, Lord God. We thank You, Lord God, that Your word will continue to be alive in our lives and our hearts, Lord God. It will protect us, Lord God. There's an edge of protection, Lord God, that will always lead us to triumph, Father God. And we thank You, Lord God, that Your grace is sufficient for us, Lord God. We will never be anxious or intimidated about things, Lord God. No evil shall befall us, Lord God. No calamity will ever take over us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because You are always in our side, Lord God. You protect us, Lord God. You are our banner, You are our protector, our very present help in trouble, Lord God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, Lord God. We thank You that You will continue to show us Yourself strong in us and through us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Father, we release a blessing upon every family, Lord. I know that there's many people that have been affected in their jobs and their finances. We declare that You are their provider, Father, for You are a faithful God. Father, we pray, Lord, for every family that is listening today, Lord. We declare a blessing upon them. We command the spirit of fear to leave their lives, anxiety to leave their lives in the name of Jesus. And as Pastor Lily pray, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them. And we declare that what the enemy meant for evil, as we sing it in that song, Father God, what the enemy meant for evil, You're going to turn her for good in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I just want to take a quick moment, and I assume nothing about your life, but I just want to tell you that God loves you. God is in love with you. And you're not watching this today by accident. God has ordained your steps, and He's in love with you. He loves you so much that He wants to spend eternity with you. That's how much God loves you, that He wants to spend eternity with you. However, we're sinful people, and He's a holy God, and our sins separate us from Him. And God said, you know what? I know what to do. I send my Son to pay the price for the sins of humanity. For God so loved the world that he sent his son to die for me and to die for you. The only thing you have to do today is to receive forgiveness by accepting Jesus into your heart. So if you're here today, if you're listening today, and you say, Pastor, I would like for Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. I would like to be forgiven of my sins. Just write it on the comments. We'll follow up with you. We'll help you. We'll give you a Bible if you don't have one. We'll come out to you, whatever you might be. So today, if you say, you know what, Pastor, I would like to deepen my relationship with God. I would like to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm going to ask you to write your name down, and we're going to be praying for you in Jesus' name. Is that you? I just want you to close your eyes, wherever you at, and I want you to repeat this prayer with me. Say, Dear God, I come before you in the name of Jesus. And today, I give you my heart. I give you my life. Your word says that if I believe that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, I will be saved. Today, I believe. Today, I repent from everything I ever done that hurt your heart. I'm sorry, God. Please forgive me. Today, I'm a child of God. Heaven is my home, and I will never be the same again. Thank you, Father, for today is the best day of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Write your name down. We'll love to be in contact with you. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Send us a note throughout the week. Let's stay in touch, and I'll be calling some of you in Jesus' name.